Listening to Peter Local on 2011 to 2060 FM. I'm going to introduce myself to one or two other people. And there's a crowd of people all on the floor. I really feel like I should go down and say hello to these ladies who have been having their lunch down on the floor. But no obstacle for the Peter Local show. We can broadcast from absolutely anywhere on Roots Radio. And I'm just going to say hello, first of all, to Georgina Chatfield.
Hello there.
Where have you come from today?
I've come from London today, from the Royal Society of Arts.
That sounds like a very grand organisation. What is it you do there?
I am a programme manager for a project called Citizen Power. And I also work on a developing arts plan that we have, which is all about ways in which the arts can infuse different projects that we're doing across our work at the RSA.
And what brings you specifically to the conference here today?
So what we're doing at Peterborough is all about developing place and a sense of identity and connections between people across Peterborough so that they feel more attached to where they live and work, and this idea of creating sustainable places. So the health side of things really keen, because we might be developing a project that works with professionals and artists and public sector workers called Dialogue in Action, looking at how the creative process can help inform people to do things differently.
Have you learned a lot today?
Yeah, so far it's been really, really interesting. Yeah, Simon, he was fascinating, and equally the last lady from Sustrans was really interesting. Really, really great to have real projects that you can see people interacting with and what they're getting out of it in terms of the cycle network and the participation aspect of it. It's really interesting.
Stuff that you hope you'll be able to hook up with or learn from?
Yeah, certainly lots of ideas, lots of inspiration, lots of names, lots of case studies. So yeah, that would be great.
Fantastic stuff. Thanks very much. Have a quick word, perhaps, with one of the chefs who is just standing talking to a crowd of girls sitting on the floor. Lots of people really enjoying your food though today.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, we've been cooking all night.
You've been cooking all night, especially for today, have you? And were you pleased? You met your deadline and everything seems to have turned out wonderfully.
Yeah, no, it's very good. Try and use all seasonal produce, and February is a bit of a tricky month, so you're out there digging up carrots and celeriac and getting the squash off the shelves and using as much preserves as you can. It's a really interesting month to make local food.
Is it? Yeah. What's your top tip then for getting a local ingredient at this time of year?
Dig in the mud.
What, to find your root vegetables?
You pull out the celeriac and the carrots and all that sort of thing, and then you look for all those wonderful things from the summer that you bottled up and use them as much as you can.
Well, it certainly looks fantastic, Grub. Thank you very much for talking live on the Peter Local Show. It's very kind of you.
Love the watering can.
Oh, people always admiring my technical apparatus. Yes, thank you very much. Yeah, do tune in on kiltertheatre.org online, on digital, and on 2011 to 2060 FM. Sharon Hayden, I can see from the name badge on her lapel. What you got there, Sharon?
I've got everything.
And I can see from your name badge you're a drama therapist.
I am.
What brings you to this conference then?
Well, I'm also Artistic Director of Dorchester Arts, so that's part of my work. This is about healthy and sustainable communities, and drama therapy is about creating that, helping people become
Indeed.
Healthy.
So you hope, with your other hat on, that you'll be able to commission some more work along that line?
I think here's more about networking and seeing what else is going on.
Sharon is helping herself. There's never enough hands at a buffet, is there?
No, well, look at the size of my plate.
You are listening to Roots Radio. I'm still down at the Exchange in Sturminster Newton. I'm still making my way around to see what interesting people I can introduce myself to. And I'm just plopping myself down beside a lady who's tucking into a bit of this locally crafted apple juice. And I'm going to say hello there. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name?
And my name is Solveig.
Solveig. That's a nice name. Are you a local person?
Yes, but not originally.
Not originally. Where are you from?
Canada.
From Canada, okay, and you live now in this part of the world,
yes,
do you?
I live in Dorset.
How did you find your way here today?
By car.
You came in a car, multiple occupancy, I gather?
As many as I could.
Of course, squeeze them all in. And what was it that brought you here, apart from your car? Why are you here at the conference today?
Well, I was quite surprised to see what was going on, and so I wanted to find out more because I did a lot of similar things in Canada and was the pioneer in doing it, so I know how hard work it is, and I know how long it takes to change people's minds, but also to look at sustainability. And this is something that is very important at the moment, whatever it is, whether it's food, whether it's transport, just our lives, just to make sure that our lives are sustainable, because resources are depleting and we should look after what we have here.
You're a writer and artist.
I'm a scriptwriter, so I use that whole element of using script writing for the new media. This is what looking at